This plenary session is meant to gather some opinions about the conference and also to gather ideas on how to proceed. There have been a couple of ideas we invite, as I know, and maybe we can just tell them here, and maybe we can think about things on how to proceed from here. Unfortunately, I have to make money in a topic again. We still need lots of donations, and it would be great if you could consider, if you didn't, to donate something. And now really getting unpolite by taking this donation box and putting it to the audience. Just pass it around and put some money into it. I'm really sorry that this is needed, but we have really bad luck with funding. And so, please give something. That would be great. As far as the procedure is concerned, I would like to have a round where everyone says something about the conference, so how it was for him, what he liked and maybe what he disliked. And maybe we can just start it.
The dislike was definitely sleeping in my van in some serious conditions last night. I mean, it was just great, you know, being here and having, I haven't met everyone yet. Just, you know, the conversations I've had have been pretty good. It's been very constructive. I mean, you know, it's the networking aspect is just hugely important. And the things that I'm involved in, meeting guys you did see on the internet face to face is fantastic. A worthwhile, you know, I think if I'm not, my feeling is that so many more people are actually involved in this kind of shit. If they knew that, they would. You know, it seems to be much bigger. I can't believe, you know, maybe I'm going to put something like that.
Maybe next
time. Yeah.
Jana? Just continue.
Maybe I should be lifelong.
What is your opinion about time frames? Did you like it? Or?
Yeah, I think it was really interesting, and of course, also at the same time, I think there's still a lot to be done, because I think even if we were discussing a lot of important topics, unfortunately, I think that this topic should be participated by more people. So I think that maybe something to do in the future with this virus is more and to address more public. Because I think that this means should be useful to have more participation, also because we are speaking about open content. So I think my suggestion for the future is start to think how to involve more people that are also not part of the community itself.
I like it very much, this one. I followed quite a bit and quite a bit of lectures. And I think it's the first conference in my life where I found every lecture. I think that's a really good point. I think the worry we have is that, you know, maybe. Was it the last discussion we had was, you know, it's not practical enough. you know, we're not a party, right? We are a network. And so why I'm not frustrated is because I know everybody here, or at least the ones I know, are all working very hard on particular projects they believe in. And so I think the added value of our community is the linkages between the projects. That's the important point, is that we start recognizing each other, that we know, like, we have certain needs or for knowledge or connections that we can turn to each other. And in other words, that from each of our projects we can find support somewhere that however slightly advances our own projects is by itself, I think, already a great achievement. I would agree with your comment. I think it's great that we have it. At the same time, you know, we should have 5,000 people, right? And we don't. And it's the only place, I think, and that's why I would not kind of belittle what we're doing, because yes, there are free software conferences, yes, there are other globalization conferences, yes, there are, you know, I don't know, all kinds of conferences, but there is very few conferences where all these people can get together from an integrated perspective, and I think that's really the added value of both the Econix Foundation, the PPP Foundation, and of course, the, you know, Global Swadeshi, but there's still way to where. So that's the question for me, is how do we get this integrated perspective, you know, as in the consciousness of people, so that, you know, these kind of events can become, you know, what they should be, which is where all practitioners of peer-to-peer, all the three participatory can find each other and can create an alternative institutional support for what we're doing. I don't have an answer to that. I think sometimes language is an issue. Econix is kind of Marxist, PPP Foundation also is seen as maybe in a certain way. Should we continue that or should we change our public face? I don't know. But, you know, those are, I think, issues that we need to think about in the future, is how do we broaden the kind of people we can reach.
First thing is the continual dialogue between the speakers, like, oh my god, I want to see your thing, but at the same time as mine. This is a sign of success.
Yeah.
Because it means that everything that was going on was interesting enough that there was no, you know, we were all very well aware of, like, and that's definitely, that's a sign of success. It's not a scheduling problem, it's an information density warning line. We reach critical interest, there's no dead period of set into things for a while. So that's very, very good. Congratulations. And the second thing is, I think we need kind of shotgun seminar stuff, where we do, you know, 7 5-minute sessions. Because all, you know, there are so many interesting things going on that the kind of hour format is used to deep dive, but there's also this kind of shallow scan thing that I think is also a very important component. More organization online before the event so people can see kind of what's going on and meet up with each other beforehand. I think just stuff to increase, you know, the shallow kind of alongside the kind of narrow. I think that's partly all my part of the work of having, you know, one thread next to your part of B, so, you know, collaborative work with individual formats to try and figure out how we want to do it. Because I actually don't like the unconscious format. There's enormous amount of sitting around and talk to figure out what to do with unconscious. We haven't finished that process.
Your assessment of the conference.
Yeah, I like it. It's a little bit of a surprise, but basically it seems that Econox, although as a discussion platform, it diminished. I think you agree on that. Maybe the international list is working, but people gradually moved out of the context into specialized projects. And that's a single opportunity. Econox is what I would call in biology a pioneer plant. It's a plant that's universal enough to make a new ground fertile, and then other specialized plants move in. But it was very interesting to see that the plant gets a new role. It's it's the place where all these different efforts can meet, and I'm very glad that that we opened up thematically to the peer-to-peer theme, and you tried to grasp the big picture of what is going on, and I think that was the big success of this conference, that we could meet, and that we have a frame that's mutual enough. That's very important. Actually, the frame should be mutual. And the fact that Ökonomics is an old traditional pioneer plant is a right flavor to meet again and again with this flavor. That's what I want.
Is this quite unique?
Second
row?
Yeah,
second row. Second row. What was your name?
Yesterday, after the conference, I
having processed all of the information that the government over the hill. So I really like being more of the information, sucking in a lot of information, which is best for developing or getting all this information. I would like to see more of the discussion about we were going out to dinner yesterday. I sat there for a while and listened to the chatter around me. And it was fantastic to hear that everybody was discussing something. That's what I would like to see more of.
Like this involves the initial background of software and the weekend of family interested in government, especially about politics, and also about all of our friends. It's not something I tend to look at myself, so it's a very expert that works.
Yeah, also my first experience of Equinox, and I really enjoyed the discussions, especially about what we can do tomorrow and what came up in the last lecture, things we can do tomorrow and what the vision we have for the next 1,000 years. So I'm really looking forward to some more discussions like that. And I think that we'll have many initiatives of foundation doing this also.
Well, I've been preparing a performance art piece. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for loving me. I've really enjoyed this event. I had a list of things to do before I got here, so I had a very specific idea of what I could and that's true. I mean, I have three things. And I think they're all going to happen, so I'm going to accept it. And it's down to you. I won't go into it now. I've been talking way too much insofar as we're on the list. But you guys are doing amazing things, and connections are happening. I mean, genuinely, if you talk about the value system, I think that's probably what it boils down to. And I really liked your talk earlier, Michelle. The idea that practice then creates these types of value systems, because without those, the practice cannot continue and cannot be replicable. So, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm kind of amazed at the value to talk about that so far. I've been to other open source events and the whole political side, well, amazingly, I've been started. And it became clear to me, so I learned a lot these days, and it's really interesting to see how all these people have the same framework somehow, and different opinions within them, and different ways to attack them. So it's really cool that there's a broad variety of both very deep and them are looking at it, but also the hands-on marksman guys that do the things with play and goal and just do it. And I think you should keep that, those things, and try to nourish it and get it better and do it next year again. So you did a great job.
Thank you.
We didn't plan it to be this small, so.
Okay, thank you very much for the invitation, Stefan. I think the quality of the session is fairly good. We appreciate to know about a lot of people that I never heard about. I think I've seen many of the way I see, so it's very important to meet a lot of people. I heard about working with role in the list, but I never catch my attention. No, I think I continue to see this kind of discussions dramatically to talk about this topic in a lot of meetings in America, possibly that there are a lot of people interested in this kind of thing, and perhaps in the future, suggesting we can do this kind of conference in parallel with another kind of conference of disorder. For example, in America Latina, we have PISI, attended by around 5,000 people. So we do this conference in parallel with that conference, perhaps to reach this quality session for a lot of normal people, so perhaps it's a good idea to link this kind of conference with another conference. I don't know how it is over in Europe. They have a meeting, but perhaps it's a good idea.
There are two meetings of Hong Kong, Malia, English City, and then around the Open World Forum. There's a more developer oriented one in Belgium, of course, that is very nice.
But the problem with these ones is that they don't
like... There's no meetings.
They don't like politics, so...
Fosden doesn't like politics, but Open World Forum is delegated.
Okay.
And you were subcommitting. You're subcommitting the next event is in July, you know? Probably today.
Yeah,
the but Open World Forum, the next event is in November.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, while it would be really nice to have 5,000 people, I'm glad that there's not, because there would be literally 5,000 interesting people. And I couldn't handle that.
Don't worry.
There's so much amazing talent and potential right here in this room that, you know, just tapping that over the course of the weekend was given us a challenge. So what I kind of missed from the entire thing was the good-taking with people talk, because while all the recordings are really good, they just don't have the same audience that you do with that. So, like, I mean, this is exactly what everyone needed, and just being able to meet people like you guys, it's been awesome. So, thanks.
Well, this is my first conference, and I'm not on the list, so I'm really very new. I think, like a lot of people, I was really inspired by all the diversity of opinion that's here, you know, great people. So I just want to say a few ideas about communicating this interesting moment with people who don't know about it. framework of emancipation that you have in life, which is a group organized around fairer and better, ecologically better, stuff, all the stuff that you all want, right? Okay, so I'm just looking to Raoul, and he's saying there are people in France and Greece who are very, very emotional all of a sudden. They're in a revolt, okay, they're very angry. Is there a way to inspire people about free software and peer progression? Is there a message to send to these people to communicate? I don't know, to inspire them, make them think about it. And going back to America, I think, I don't know, I haven't talked to you a little bit. So that's one thing I think you need to think about, you know, that audience, if you like, in terms of the people we want to send the message to. Then there was a presentation by Silke, where we talked about how in a community like Hackett, there's all white guys and guys, and when new people come in, sometimes they beg to feel a little bit strange from everyone else, and sometimes people make comments about them, or you know, you can apply to look up different kinds of people who are different. Right? And she used the example of the key signing parties of the result. Okay, so then we thought, what would be a way to tell me if I'm talking too much about that. A little bit too much?
You're over.
Okay, finish anyway. So
a good way to communicate to people who are doing something that you don't like without them feeling that it's you're saying they're bad people, maybe it would be a comic book or a little simple thing with these characters and how they feel about the situation, and just an idea that might be useful.
Yeah.
Well,
my book is
an
amazing thing, actually,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And can we please continue with the round? I mean, the book is one of them.
All right. And then finally, to also communicate these ideas, I think it would be good to have a collection of texts to say this is what we think about free software, peer production, capitalism, those issues. A range of opinions doesn't have to be everybody the same way. And that could be another way to communicate these ideas. It's an order.
Yeah, it was my first conference as well, and it was truly inspirational to me. I've made some really good connections, and I really feel that it enhanced my knowledge and the other topic. Being a guy, please, hopefully, it's just insane that you know more people attending. I know a lot of people really been interested. And I wish I had the time. I found out about the conference quite late, and then I have been doing the video. I wish I had the time to promote it more. And I'm sure that in the future, if you have a broader outreach, maybe there are other communities. Because there are a lot of groups, there are a lot of people who have been interested in coming. It's just that you just didn't know about it. The reason why I spoke about the free software group. It would be very interesting to come in and even provide some support.
Yeah, great. And then on engagements is quality and the quality of intentions of the team here. But, right, so, yeah, it was more, but that gave this density of really very engaged people in this way. And, I can't wait until 2 years, I can't wait until next year, I say, let's meet next week. Let's live together.
And if you want to live together, just come and see me.
Those negative sides aside, people here, I agree with everything being said, that you can account mostly for the connection with the people. And in order to assimilate some things that otherwise I would never be exposed to. Ideas that matter, but otherwise I would be, you know, completely unconscious of what's happening, of what's actually unfolding before our own eyes. And sometimes we're not even aware of this. There are people thinking, well, you know, this thing can only apply to software, digital goods. Whereas, very well so that this is not the case. And in fact, if there are any limitations, they have nothing to do with the character of the material. It has to do with some artificial limitations imposed upon us. And I also like the idea that maybe you should Brian Johan should do this comic. I don't know, do you have any illustrators and painters here? You have a Tina?
Sounds brilliant.
Oh, yeah?
If I could just interject, this is what I was saying, but very quickly, it's related to the illustrators. A text that we can use to bring all these ideas into the mind from access to it. And Sheffield, which is regarded by many as the first James Clear computer recycling project in the UK, is to produce a graphic novel, as you do on your own media line. So I would recommend people look at that because it's all text is, it's maybe 500 words of whole of the book. And it's a very good example of people already want to translate that into other languages. So I would say use that as a spring board project to build your own.
How to make your own
language? How to build your own language. And it's available on the internet.
Always incredibly stimulating. And it's very nice to have the possibility to take different things and different things with the same idea.
But I would say, somebody said it already, is this system of free channels is for. It's very nice to have all the things together with very little knowledge that we can work with. I was wondering, would it be better to have only two channels, for example, and more sessions like this one where everybody is then when you meet, you can talk about the discussion things we didn't say in the system. But just, I have the feeling that we have a great power of diversity, but this power doesn't unite. I mean, the best discussions many times we have in the cafe or just, but if you could have more collective things, I think it would be. The second point that you hear more is the main thing I look to PGPIC, that's what we like echoing is that the idea that we jump from the future, we are giving a perspective. And the lack of perspective is so big today for everybody, especially for the social world. And many times I have the feeling that we are discussing what are we going to say to the rich or to the government or the, okay, but the other ones are much bigger, much more powerful, and they bring the truth. And I am a little frustrated that we think it's so small, how can we transform all that in propositions or how we can help or how we can help. I hope that the development of the crisis in the next conference would be impossible not to talk about them because it would be Greece was not enough, even the movement of England and France, but we're not enough to be present. I hope that in the next conference we will be present and talk a little bit more about how to be the president.
Right. Yeah, the conference was a complete surprise for me as well. I had very little information coming here, and I found most of the discussions very, very interesting. What I kind of missed, and maybe this is a way to get closer to those that do the sharing, is maybe to have a bit more of positional economics as a present force in here I believe that most of what we're discussing here is economic, but it is so completely not phrased in the way of economics that it might actually hurt its chance of being adopted by a wider audience, I think. So I think that is a dialogue that has to be started here.
Well, one thing that was, the whole kind of course
banker angle, wealth networks, all that stuff, is a very, very strong wealth or economic platform for this stuff.
It is, but it's also something we mentioned.
Yeah. But there's no guy here that's also affecting economic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, go ahead. I don't know whether the business education raised their hand. I don't know.
I mean, you know, I speak economics, particularly energy economics, but I think it's something, you know, I'm just saying that's not missing from the movement as a whole, it's just it happens to be underrepresented.
Yes, I think that's the
And I'm not saying the element isn't present, I mean, but it's not present here. I didn't feel it to be very, very much present.
I think that's random fluctuation rather than sustainable.
Well, I don't know where I should start, but for my first, my third project, I was the first one and the third one. First one, I initiated the audio records. It was fascinating to see here how it worked to record this good, that not only one team had to manage it. It's going on itself, isn't it? So, I already said what I did, it was really great. So happy here, it would be really hard to return now to my job that I had to work 12 hours a day. But I will promise after the next 2 weeks when I finish this job and we'll have free time again, I will get on my computer and we'll get to my friend in Oslo where I live. And I don't want to make any promises, but I try to get them fascinating into this. I hope I can invite you next year in Oslo at the university there and pub there to make a new and for you you don't have to organize so much. I'll be trying to lift a little bit work from you.
Okay.
I hope Christian is going to make
I enjoyed it very much. It was my first conference here and it was very nice to meet some people again and to meet many people for the first time in real life. Just in any case, I discussed before about the university. And that's a new experience and this is what we can realize. I enjoyed it very much. Yeah, about the format of the conference, I think it was good to have this long slot with a long time for the second. But I also felt a problem that we have this fee for the slot and I missed lots of interesting talks because I had to go up and interesting talks and that was really good. I don't know how to join the different.
just let me say something and then we can open the discussion. So it actually was my fourth conference. And well, of course it was a lot of organization work and I would like to take this opportunity to thank the local organizers. Because if Ray wouldn't have said that she's ready to host this conference here, it would not have been possible. And people like the way are really aware, so I'm really glad that the way was ready to host it here. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I think what for me there were two things which were really great. One thing was, and I really much agreed with, yesterday evening at the dinner, people were so busy talking, and it was, well, I mean, that was one of the things I really would like to see here, and it happened, and I mean, it's not some arbitrary people, but people from very, very different fields. I mean, there are a couple of engineers here, there are people from social science, there are people from more political side of things, and there are activists here, and there are scientists here, and I mean, that's really good. And I really think I can show here that this is probably the only place on this planet where this really happens. And so I think it's really a great achievement. And the second thing is, I think that we really had a lot of great talks here, and of course, we said that
I would have attended every talk if possible, but well, that's, we have limited time, that there's a problem with how to overcome. And what also was interesting for me was to see that according to the email addresses from the registered visitor, many of them were from the university here. I think there are many people who were university here. I think they have been there on Friday and yesterday, but this was something which was really new. We had the pre-open conference before had really no impact on the local community. And so this time there were a couple of people which were from the local community. That was really interesting to me. I don't know why this time it was different. Maybe Manchester is fertile, or maybe we are just 5 years later and things are kind of further. Meanwhile, I don't know. But for me, it was really a great conference, and sorry, I'm getting to the motion. And it was not every hour I put into it. So thank you very much for this. The second thing in this training session is to think about how to continue what the topic of the book came up, for instance, facilities to keep them in touch with each other on the internet, or so what are your ideas, what are your wishes?
Where are the rooms? How many? I'm thinking about doing this here. There's now only the openings. Many rooms. I think there are some more places and some more lists where it's impossible to subscribe to reach the discussion. I don't know where it is. I mentioned it because I lost the connection to openings 2 years ago. And I think just here, don't any kind of discussion I want to be connected to.
I suggest whatever we bring up here, we combine with the possible practical solution. So one idea would be that on the website, for example, of Ökonos, would be a page of like neighbors. See our neighbors. So we have a kind of portal to the flavors. Groups and the same group that means that.
If it's possible, I know this sounds very traditional, but to have a list with everybody's name and email, just for a initial contact, because if you send someone a list, you don't know who you have to listen to all the reasons. I think for me, it's very difficult to find names and emails for everyone here, and they can have mine, and then we can, because it's very difficult to go in the car to the people that
I have all the email addresses of the speakers, of course, and I have all the email addresses of the visitors that were registered. Mm-hmm. So,
because also connected to the fact that we couldn't attend all the tests, I think it's really important the point of having the papers of the different talks. So I wanted to ask what is going on with that, and could be good. And then also to be able in the future to communicate more, also have something to show. So I think these papers are really important. Mm-hmm. And just a brief comments that I said before. I really think that for me it was important to see that in this conference that was not only a technical point of view, but also this political aspect I found really important, because there have been in many hacker situations also like outside of Italy, that we have a bit more political perspective, and I think that what I found was always that was this lack of social issue. So I think this is actually a really important aspect, and also hope that in the future there will be a stronger link with the movement and the people that are also changing practically the situation on the street.
Stefan? Just about documentation, I will ask speakers to give me their slides or their papers. I will put them to the website as soon as possible.
When you do this, is it agreed that there is a names and email addresses that could be sent to everybody?
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Yeah. And maybe, if it's not too much work for you, like if there are additional messages and needs that you want to address to this community, maybe it could also be part of this wrap-up.
With the speakers, there's no problem, but with the visitors, visitor mail addresses I don't like to give out because you promised to use them only for conference purposes, and that would be something that would be... what I can do is set up another mailing list, for instance, and tell them, well, we have a mailing list, we have an English mailing list which is open for all kinds of stuff. And so people can just subscribe there. I don't think this needs to be limited to the people which have been to this conference today. So.
Why don't you set up some kind of form that you can continue to give away email address?
Well, on the website. The question to me is, what I would like to see is that all people which have been here subscribe to the openness mailing list and continue the discussion there. So, I mean, this is an infrastructure which already exists. We also have a wiki, it's no problem.
We know how to organize on the internet. We can send out an email, we can make this
possible. No, we can't. It's not reaching out beyond the mailing list. I feel a bit weak because I'm just someone told me that on the mailing list, and I said,
about the place of women in free software. Okay? And there was a lot of people from the previous presentation, and then everybody left, there were just 6 or 7 women, and me, because I was the moderator. So all the guys left. The woman was empty. And it was a little bit sad, because she really wanted to think to help people understand how sometimes women feel in the community, in the protected community. Not many people are interested.
Anyway. The issue is not creating another mailing list or another to bring up, but have individual conversations.
No, but
you're right. But there was a very good proposal on that. And it could be combined with Stefan's wish to have the Ökonox list revitalized. People could have a choice. There could be a form on the net saying, I agree to give out my email to the people interested, including my name, maybe a short personal description that could be entered in a field. And then a tick box, I also would like to be subscribed on the Ökonox list. So you can hit 2 flies on the same stroke. Yes, and then if these are collected, then we get all a list of names and email addresses and maybe locations or whatever is interesting.
We can figure this stuff out. In person, with our last half an hour, we should concentrate on the big page, not the details of everything.
Yeah, but this is we're starting with that.
We know how to work the internet.
We're starting with that. You know, we come to the big fish.
Big fish time, so we throw out big fish.
Not a workshop, it's a very workshop. We don't address
Big fish. Something grew up big.
What's the big fish?
Marchin, big fish. Name is big fish.
What
do
you want to
do?
It's not much of this.
Stop.
Effective support for practical projects. That's big fish.
That
next conference, are we going to bring physical hardware to the conference?
Slow. I think we have two big fish. The one of the big fish is the next conference, which has been set a couple of times. As far as I'm concerned, it's maybe possible in 2 years, but not next year. That's impossible for me. If someone else is ready to organize a lockdown, then that may be different. And the second thing is, I think the book idea.
It doesn't have to be good, it could be a publication, PDF distributed on the internet, and just all the contributions put together in one PDF, in one publication on the internet.
Yeah, that is something we would have on a documentation page anyway. Okay, so. But I think that, who was it? Akina, was it you who thought about the book?
Yeah, because of whatever university you have to do this publication, so as a result, I know two publishers very well, and very close, very interested. In fact, they're all very close to us, both Hyatt and Maria. And at least of them, they're very into what they do. I know that we have to propose, I was thinking about a full volume situation where we pick like 14 chapters for each volume, and we propose it as a full volume, which is maybe something like different practice development in the scenario, because then you can have a full volume in the volume of the volume. So a government that gets a group of working together, instead of having like two papers about the same thing, try to get people to collaborate into the small chapter that we can use as well, so we don't have to screw people with the work together. We can have 40 papers, but we might not be able to do all those papers, but if people work together, we can do all the same. So I think I can put a proposal in, and if that really goes to the case, that's why I was thinking about this email, it would be very helpful for me. That's why.
You think of proceedings of the conference more or less?
Not exactly. Like to have parts, things in volume, to have them in big volume, concentrating on different areas. So one would be more political, one would be more political economy or things more hardware stuff. So you have like things running in like three parts in the mix. I've done this before, so a bit more so that I can tell you, but it's not.
You would make it your personal project?
I would collaborate, it would be not so much easier if people would not do everything by myself.
Yeah, but you would take
responsibility.
Yes.
I'm responsible.
Okay, so I can put your name beside this task. Yeah?
I just want to say, we had another conversation with Athena Hidi. Something that we wanted to do already a year ago that didn't happen, which is the creation of the Association of Peer-to-Peer Researchers. And this is independent of the P2P Foundation, and recognize it will be a vehicle for people wanting to do research on the topics and needing funding. That would allow us to get in funding streams from the EU and things like that. I'm insisting that we have this conference from the association this year, I hope maybe in November at the latest. And basically it's part of the historical progression of the P2P Foundation. We had 2011, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, November 2007. I really want this to happen. And this can be another occasion for you. So you will not be restricted, I think, for academic researchers. It's just research, right? So
That's, I think, one thing that can advance, you know, getting funding for our projects. I want to make a little small appeal before I forget, which is please blog about it. You know, if you're, I mean, everybody's enthusiastic, so please share it with your communities online. This is what will prepare the way for the next conference. And that's how I came to look at it, because I saw it in one and people were happy. I thought, I have to go there. You know, if you think of all the people and all our audiences that all we have, however small, you know, cumulatively is going to really make a difference if you blog about this. Another small appeal. Both our websites, Urbanist Foundation, Urbanist and Foundation, there's a lot of interesting stuff, but it sucks in many ways. For people who are not oriented towards, you know, abstract text. So if there are designers here, we can make things more appealing to a broader public, I think it will really make a big difference. In terms of the next conference, do I understand right that you say only in 2 years?
Yeah, all right.
So, I mean, this is maybe because Stefan is tired, which I, you know, he has a job.
I think I need to prepare one year.
I think in, you know, the context of the current crisis, that is way too long. So, you know, this is an appeal for actually not waiting 2 years. We'll see. We can discuss this online. I'll finish.
I said, would you do, for example, line up?
Let's discuss that online.
I won't pose, not
so I want to vote first on November 1 for the Association of Peter-Bugis version. Then we can, you know, in the spring or of next year, we can have another one. And, you know, I was going to say something more. Yes, which is kind of, I think we need to make the jump from the theoretical to the, you know, the building of concrete alternatives. And then connected with Raoul, but I don't know how to do that, but it's really all connected with social media. So if you can go from the abstract to the concrete, you know, the different areas where you need to change things and structure the conference that way, I think that would be important.
I was addressing a conference for bringing three conductors of movement together.
And we tried this with this one. Unfortunately, we have nobody from Wikipedia from the So the question is, say something about the next conference. The most important thing is to find someone who's ready to host it. If you have someone who's ready to host it, then the rest is not so such a problem. Christian, then you, then So you are ready to say it could be the fifth economic conference, even if Michael is organizing it and is doing the main part.
So, yeah, I think there's one restriction, but otherwise, yes.
Okay. I want to say something about your remarks about fights. Actually, they're not fights because there's only place for one.
I'm really sorry for this.
They're not fights. I'm sorry.
It's gossip, right?
It's very civil. I just want to say it's very civil, both in open discussion and in the
deep.
About the conference, schedule next conference, I think it, personally, I think it would be fine to have it in 2 years because it has now been 5 years since the last one. I think it would be good if you get a regular schedule, say every 2 years, and try to hold this schedule, and I don't think you will be able to do it every year in the long run, and I think maybe a reliable schedule is better than something rushed before. And about the prices, I think it will pass, and so you don't have to worry about it too much before.
Since everyone's complaining about having missed more than 2/3 of the talks, I would propose that we take the slides and take the audio and mix it up at, I don't know, SlideShare or something, and send it to you so we have the talks synced with the slides, and it's easier to watch the talk actually. And I would do 1/3, I don't know, maybe.
What's your name?
Martin.
Martin.
All right. Practical cooperation with social movements. The squatter community needs something. They need somebody to teach them how to use Metcraft or Ubuntu to get wide access in squats from the neighbors. you know, these black crackers that sit there cracking the keys on people's networks so you can use them. They need somebody to put that stuff on a boot DVD. You can boot a commodity laptop, crack the web key, and get internet access to squats. Then if you want to cooperate with these social movements, that's a piece of technical support you need. Similarly, you know, all of this infrastructure stuff like peer-to-peer infrastructure, and teaching squatters infrastructure concepts so you can figure out how to squat and build into the toilets, how to squat and build into the power, how to squat and build into the eventual people. And you know, there are critical places where you know, these radical groups need technical support to be effective in the world. So you should think about defending
That's certainly not the wrong equipment.
I'm not suggesting it is, but if you want to talk about practical ways of cooperating with social movements, there are lots of social movements that need technical support, and I'm taking the lead with a particularly radical group because that's kind of what I do. But there are lots of places where we can bend services sort of way.
But
can we
say
that
it's
bend
squatters?
This is a communication
No, I don't mean to sell. I mean to give. It's a free software. They need free software to get their internet access.
No,
that's practice free software.
It's on Google. I know that non-profits and NGOs are using open source software, and there's a lot of things going on actually. So they find it very difficult. I know there was a woman there yesterday from London, an NGO, that we can't do this problem actually. So this problem should be not a very radical decision, but doing things, for example, that they put in their libraries, we should have an idea that future organizations. So this, like in mainstream social organizations, the people, there are problems. Why not talk to these people?
Well, I'm not saying this is not an important problem, but open source is something different. I mean, there are lots of people out there who can do this. But there are very few people out there which can do what we do in business. So I think we should focus on this. So.
No, but actually I also think that the people in the squatter know how to do. Usually in the squatter there is always a group that is taking care of the technical things. So maybe we should more be able to integrate these people here and speak with us instead of going there and teach them something that they're playing with.
I've been discussing this idea of two people, and it kind of lines up a lot with what we were suggesting here, and that's that there is some talk about making some sort of people that are doing peer-to-peer research. There is talk of doing people that do the work, etc. What we should maybe be focusing on is building a distributed packet of peer-to-peer researchers that is non-institutional work has kind of the same format as universities like Fielder for the purpose of basic communicating with academia, because the academics say they can't take a serious view because they don't know how to track with numbers.
I see that was already in Michael's proposal.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's something you want to do.
Yeah, and connected to that, there's the talk of making a London Studies Journal
There are very there is a recent apparition in 12 countries in Philippines, Malaysia,
I volunteer to make the connection because we have to make the connection with Robert for that story.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those.
I just want to say I think there's a great diversity of content, really interesting stuff. I didn't know about it before I came to the conference. I never heard of the majority of these projects. Okay? I'm just saying. Or about different people's thoughts about the relationship between pre-software couples and how we can have a better society, all that. I'm just saying, there's two ideas. The first one is people that read long books, maybe some comics, or read books for different purposes, and maybe you could set up mailing lists and comics. And then the other communication project is a book. And I've just got a concern. I think it's going to just publish a book, but I've got also talked to a publisher. And it depends the kind of impact on it. Okay, if you're making two volumes with a lot of text, I don't know if people are going to get it as much, going more for, I don't know who's going to buy it. It's the market for people. And if you make a shorter book, less, more concentrated, more focused.
I'm not even interested in how it works, because it's...
Maybe you guys can just prove out.
Yeah,
side
focusing.
But it's
very
side focusing. They're both in the theory, so the other is around the world, by the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, if you're just targeting academic libraries, then it's fine, because they will buy the book. But if you want to get out into the wider community, you won't go in bookstores, you know, they won't talk to you.
Side conversation.
They get two different projects.
They get two emails.
I think
they're doing a lot of communication about the transdisciplinary connections with the book. You mentioned academic and academic universities connections, and thinking also about cultural centers. I realize there are more and more events happening in cultural centers that are transdisciplinary. They already have a connection, so there is a connection with school and you can probably talk about the university.
I think we have about 15 minutes left, so just to wrap up, to connect to this, and make very short, we had a session before where we went to more strategic goals, and Dante, what you just said goes far beyond what we can do right now, but I think it's worth talking a little bit about the strategic things to be done in the next year. And one was, of course, we need mapping, enabling understanding of commonalities between our communities. We need more convincing tools of strategic inclusion of non-peer-to-peer people, and one strategic tool could be like this comic book. We need a public image that's part of that. Infrastructure for specific discussions needed to be created, so we are probably not really happy with the networking tools that we have. Mailing lists are fine, but probably to develop projects we need to have much more specific tools to communicate thought. The idea was to have an influence on the public, especially on the developer community itself, by creating awards. The idea is floating between Michelle and me for some time to create a peer-to-peer award in certain categories. I talked to Peter Weiber, the director of the Academy Karlsruhe, and he told me he would sponsor that. And I just bring it up here. Maybe you would all participate, because then we could form a real nice jury for that. I had a talk about infrastructure, just was telling about the hubs. This is a very nice infrastructure where problems like the one that Vina just mentioned could be met. Do we have a place that is publicly visible that can give access to our culture in each and every city? So that's not a problem that this community can solve by itself, but we can be a part of the solution. And I think the hubs movement would be an already existing model that we could support, and that would allow us to have these hosts. These are the human core of the hubs are the hosts. And I'm very glad that there are many women hosts also. This is not the typical male culture. They are able to give visitors access to whatever they need and search for. So it's a question of qualification. And here again, the community could help. This is giving practical advice to multipliers that are in direct contact with people who are interested in this culture.
I know a bunch of other people in London, so I can take their stuff to them, if you want to go there and talk to them by some specific thing.
But would London be a good place for the next conference?
No.
Okay.
Conference hosting type of stuff. I think moving outside of university might make that problem much easier, and the hub has facilities that are different than ideas. But we have a long time to figure out for it.
I wanted to say something about getting some kind of call we have developers or some tools. In the B2B Foundation Wiki, I have a geographical section which in each country wants to say who is doing peer-to-peer, right? then I have the delicious tags, which for P2P places, where all these hubs and hacker clubs, I mean, I have hundreds of them. But of course, if you go in, it's very hard to find because it's just a long list of links. So if there is any tool that can help the foundation and the economy to somehow create on-the-go maps that people in different regions of the world could quickly see, you know, where can I find like-minded people, I think that would be
Linker.
So since I'm in Kenistos and Unilever, I think that would be in advance that people can more easily find like-minded people where, you know, in their local place.
So I wanted a little structural point, which is there's a question of identification. There are a lot of things that we would call P2P that don't self-identify as such. And when we talk about what it takes to kind of build these networks, we have to be very careful of not asking people to self-identify as part of our movement, including in our index of things which are useful. Do you see this distinction? Who owns the name, who owns the classification? People self-identify one way, we identify with another. And we have to be very careful to own people's self-identifications, because that's part of how we avoid the device of things like, you're part of Harmony, oh, you're part of Harmony, no, oh, you're part of Harmony, no, oh, you're part of Harmony. And part
no problem. We are mapping you from our point of view.
And we very carefully preserve that, because, you know, as we talk about broadening political base, you know, the hardcore anarchist community in London, that's really, really very strong identification to what can be what we be. You ask what the gold state is, it's an anarchist syndicate. And yet they've never used this term in the community, they're not interested in the years. So it's just building the base and being careful with language.
Okay. Any other contributions?
Charles, do you have anything from your perspective?
I said that I was the first one to comment.
So, if you're even bothered, let me throw a whole few on the top. You know, countries like Ukraine are in the process of collapse to the point where their central government is going to be unable to provide essential services and citizens. As the financial crisis rolls out, a lot of countries may get to this point where central government is no longer effective. And that might not be Britain, France, Germany, America, that it might be, you know, Moldova or, you know, India.
Okay.
So there's a place there where there's an opportunity for us to think about how to help the crisis. A practical, you know, central government went away, now we're going to do well.
Okay. One practical attempt that I did out of a very unexpected situation, I wrote a letter to the governor of Arkhangelsk region in Russia, and the effect was that the letter was republished 25 times from Siberia, Kyrgyzstan, to Moldavia and so on, Ukraine. So I did follow-up interviews on that, and we're currently in a process that I would like you to invite you, because we said we are a large network that can help. And now is the time we must make people visible and say, who is this network?
We have to deliver.
We have to deliver. That's all we have to do. And please help.
Institute for State Effectiveness is a group you should be talking to.
Yeah, yeah.
They're basically failed state consultants, running off the experience from Afghanistan and Afghanistan.
Okay, but I want to start with the people here in the room. Tell me, what do you like to practically do? And if you just can make a comment as an expert, that is already very much. And that can be communicated throughout the Russian-speaking world, for example.
I think it's an enemy.
Yeah, you are definitely
an enemy. Because Eastern countries, we did these kind of discussions also in Hitchhiker. And we are actually having a meeting on 7, 8, 9 in Ukraine. And that would be easily coming. But there will be people from Russia and from all over the world, Hitchhiker country. We got very close here.
connectivity is 7, 8, 9.
Would you set up a video bridge, for example? A
video bridge. Depends where we are. I think we'd be in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
If you're providing us with the tools, which,
no, I mean, this is an effective tool, you know, but it has to be, there has to be a broadband connection on both sides, and a video projector, sound system, and by this way we can bridge distances much faster than by flying or using train or whatever.
This can be done in Kiev, can provide you some contact with the news.
Okay. Probably on 3rd of April we have a video bridge with Arkhangelsk, so we got get into training.
No, it already happened.
Hmm?
So I have it on my finger, but it already happened.
Just like to repeat my question. Would London be a good place for that contact? I mean, London has a couple of interesting features. I mean, it has a couple of airports, which is necessary. But it was, indeed, that was one of the reasons to take Manchester, because having an international airport is quite easy to get to. And it's also interesting to get to London to do some tourist stuff. That's something which is important for speakers as an additional incentive to get to the continent. So,
it's quite expensive other places, very difficult to keep the margin of efficiency. And it's very difficult to find accommodation.
I would vote strongly against it out of a completely different reason. The fact that the Ökonomics conference should take part at different places to show that it's truly international, and we should not get stuck in the UK as we did not get stuck in Germany.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to the US or even to Kerala in India, but
no, but the next logical location would be Italy. Florence or Rome.
Or
Athens.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do white space actually, nothing. So we just have a big space. One thing, it's not fitted to any
country,
but quite not so decent as this, of course. But,
Two things of London, right? London is saturated with this kind of stuff already. Every week, every 2 weeks, there's stuff. If we early for London, we could get lots of help from the established infrastructure fund. On the other hand, everything we say about London is true, it's a horrendous place to stuff. You know, there's a question here about how much are we interfacing and resting on capabilities of established infrastructure, and how much are we kind of our own thing? Like, finding a place that has a strong base of working on top of it is one strategy. The other strategy is picking a place that is small and doesn't have a strong base to do the work on that. Interdependence versus independence. And I think that's part of the discussion about where we go.
Well, for me, I'm absolutely fine with universities, for instance. I mean, universities have a good infrastructure usually. I mean, all the stuff is just here. Unfortunately, we need to pay it. I mean, that is probably also a UK thing. I think in Rome, for instance, it would not be the case, so that we need to pay everything. I would start to universities, but if someone else has a good, viable idea for a space for conference, no problem.
2 years from now, plane tickets could cost 4 times what they cost today. And, you know, we could have cities on the market for well over half a year. It's hard to plan ahead.
That would be important.
What nearly killed this conference was that we were not able to find funding, or no funding. I mean, openness after this conference, openness is more or less bankrupt. So we can't do this again. So next time, if we want to invite speakers, and this is actually the main cost of this conference, if we want to invite speakers, if we want to pay for travel expenses, this is something I really would like to. Then we need funding. This is, besides the hosting issue, this is the other very important issue.
I really want to stress again, 2 years from now, plane tickets are 4 times for the cost of half a year of the general government. This economic collapse that we're going through, we can't make 2 year plans.
Okay.
Probably be wrong.
I think that people should draw the lesson from these things. I think it's very beautiful to say we're international, so we go one place and another. It's nice to meet tourists.
interaction to the community. I think in this broad relationship, we have government money. I would say the first criteria is somewhere where it's easy to organize it, cheap to organize it, and easy to do. I mean, both for the international aspect, the conflict, which you show. But from a practical point of view, it's evident that it's either in Germany or elsewhere.
I should say, you know, we need a city with an airport. That point of Stefan is very important. And I mean, if there is the situation is such, we have to think completely about a different border.
And Rome would be good.
Rome or Athens?
In order to have, it's a bit of a question where you want to go, of course, but I've got the feeling that having a public image aimed for being visible can really help you in getting the terms sold out. Because at this point, when I look at the website, I don't want to have my logo on that.
That's
what the frame said.
He really liked to rebuild the website. So.
No, it's like that. So if you want to have filming, I mean, what this cost in total, like 3,000 euros or something?
What, this one?
You saw one from?
7,000. But a couple of costs which are not covered.
It's real peanuts for like Felix or a big one.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a question, of course, if you want it. But if you have something in between public image, real professional, it will help.
Dante, what you got on your mind?
The Interdependence Day movement. And so every year they have a meeting. Next one is on September 11th in Istanbul. And there will be quite a number of people going. I went to the last one in Brussels, and they have terminated. Okay, so maybe that's some partnerships possible coming this movement.
We might want to look at piggybacking our conference on some of the comments.
I just want to say there is a plan, and whoever was supposed to do something that they can really come to it. A plan is apply for £50,000 for a period of 2 years to have about during that time to build networks and works across the funding to the AFC. Well, we got this next year. Last year, I had to apply for another grant, a bigger grant, anyway. But this is that we have about two conferences and three workshops. So we invite people that come and visit 2 years and try to build up a network. So for young researchers, areas that if I do get this money, then we can, like, perhaps some grants on a different basis, like you have one, in November, if it's not this November, we can have economics, we have these two conferences, and then we have workshops where they become more regional.
We have to, unfortunately, we have to leave the building in 10 minutes, so.
Thank you again, Stefan.
Thank you.